This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to take up the case against the state of California by pregnancy support centers. They say a 2015 California law unjustly compels its pro-life staff members to promote abortion. Earlier this year, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, traditionally a strong ally of free speech, ruled against plaintiffs. Then just late last month, a local California judge ruled against the state. Nevertheless, the U.S. Supreme Court found enough of a federal problem to take up this case in its current session. A ruling could be announced as late as June. President Trump has picked former George W. Bush Undersecretary of HHS as his new Secretary of Health and Human Services. Pro-life leaders are telling LifeNews.com that Alex Azar is not only familiar with the agency, but the pro-life issues, such as conscience rights and handling abstinence education programs. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Spokane Public Schools in Eastern Washington is the latest to reject programs offered by the top abortion chain in the nation. While administrators told the Spokesman Review newspaper the decision to reject Planned Parenthood curriculum offers the district more flexibility, they also noted the change was motivated by public concern and input. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.